Joining me now on the phone is the police chief of Riverside, Tom Weitzel. Chief, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great, thanks.
Thank you so much for joining me this morning. The chief reached out to me and wanted to talk about a very important subject. And in the interest of full disclosure, I've had an issue with this previously myself, the issue of driving under the influence. But this is, it is so serious. And now with talk of expanded medical marijuana program in Illinois, as well as talk about, you know, decriminalizing or even legalizing recreational use of marijuana, I know that you have some very, very strong concerns as it relates to driving.
I do. So what I'm really concentrating on is the drugs you're driving in Illinois and the consequences of that, and really it's become a huge political issue. I think that you know and your listeners would know from polls that have been released that what they're calling recreational marijuana, which is really just a fancy term for legalized cannabis, is the train left the station and it's going down that track, and it's all based on funding. But there's no provisions being contemplated by our state legislators for drug driving prevention and funding for law enforcement. And what I mean by that, Rick, is that if you look at the states that already have medical marijuana and just recreational marijuana legalized, which is basically Colorado, Washington, Oregon, Alaska, District of Columbia, they, in 2013, went to legalized cannabis. And their drug driving arrests and fatalities have risen 66%. And those states have no funding for law enforcement to combat that. So what I'm asking our legislators, if this train is going down that track, what's this large amount of money that's going to be coming into the state, we need to put some away for law enforcement for detection, prevention. We need to hire more drug recognition experts, because there's no way for law enforcement to combat drug driving without what they call DRE officers in Illinois. You can't do that. There is not a breathalyzer machine for drugs. We have to have specially trained officers that are able to prosecute these cases and bring these cases to court who have this extensive training. It's very expensive. The equipment is expensive, and there's no funding currently being put in any proposal in Springfield for law enforcement.
Well, I mean, explain, I mean, how does that kind of a drug driving arrest, how does that work? I mean, what is needed?
Very complicated, and that's why a lot of officers really don't like it. I'm telling you the truth, is it's complicated, it's long, and it could take you your entire 8-hour shift, because what happens if you have a drugs driving arrest or you have a crash where one of the drivers is under the influence of cannabis or any other illegal narcotic or even prescription drugs, you have to bring a defendant currently to a hospital and get blood and urine. But, of course, they can refuse that unless there's a accident where there's great bodily harm to somebody or somebody is there's a fatality involved in that crash. You have to send that to the state police, and then you have to bring that defendant back to your police lockup, and you must conduct what's called DRE testing, which is a series of complicated testing from everything from your pupils, how your pupils are, to your reactions, to something as simple as one of the main things officers do is they look inside your mouth, because if you've been smoking cannabis, your tongue is green. And a lot of defendants try to eat the cannabis when the officer comes up to their car, because, Rick, I can tell you that even in my agency, a small agency in Riverside, you know, a population of 9,000, we make traffic stops where the individuals already think it's legal, and they think it's legal to smoke cannabis while they're driving. They don't even put out the cannabis cigarette while the officer's talking to them at the window. So the officer comes up and engages them in the traffic stop and asks for their driver's license, and they're still smoking the marijuana cigarette right in front of the officer because they believe it's already legal.
Well, doesn't that make the arrest easier, though, in that circumstance?
It does. And it wouldn't even be legal, even if cannabis becomes legal. And I got to tell you, this word of recreational cannabis is an actual, it's a purposeful act by the cannabis industry, and the proponents for legalized cannabis to make it a friendly world. I mean, I've been to these hearings. They're trying to make it seem like, you know, this recreational cannabis is something that we're going to go, you're going to go to the park with your five-year-old and you're going to have them and put it on the swing set. And you can sit on the, you can sit next and smoke marijuana while you have your child in the park on the swing. Well, it's much more complicated than that. There's no funding at all. And I'm at a minimum asking for funding for especially DRE officers. There's only about 115 drug recognition experts in Illinois in the whole state. And it's because it's very expensive. You have to send your officers away for this training, and the equipment to go with it is very expensive. And one other thing I ask my state legislators for is funding for a roadside device that can test for the cannabis or illegal narcotics, because we do have portable breath testers that officers can bring in their squad car. You blow right on the street, and it'll tell you whether you've been drinking and what the blood alcohol concentration is. No such device exists right now for that type of enforcement. Now, there is some prototypes out there. One is made by a company in California, and actually there's one made by a company in Germany. And there is a police department here in Illinois. So the Carroll Stream Police Department is helping test a device, but those devices are not certified for court testimony yet. So we need to put funding to these, or it could be as simple, Rick, as an officer responding to a very serious injury crash, and it's a fatality or it's great bodily harm, and we don't have the tools to hold somebody accountable, even in a fatality.
We're speaking with Riverside Police Chief Tom Weitzel. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. (312) 981-7200 is our phone number. This is your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune. I'm speaking with Tom Weitzel. He's the police chief of Riverside. We're talking about drug driving enforcement as we see the state looking at relaxing the criminalization of marijuana. And Chief, I know you were talking about funding for law enforcement training, funding for, you know, helping research for devices to enforce the laws. But are the laws themselves adequate to deal with an expansive use of marijuana?
Well, I think that they've made it complicated. So, you know, when they did the medical marijuana, the governor's office had an initiative to kind of reclassify what it takes to be prosecuted for a drug driving arrest, and in specifically in the cannabis field, you have to have a certain amount of neograms. It gets to be very complicated. So to keep it simple, the objective to law enforcement was, you know, so you, when you have medical marijuana, you could go to a legalized medical marijuana store, purchase your cannabis, go outside in the parking lot, smoke up, get in a car and drive home, and you should be able to make a DUI drug arrest if that happens. The old law said yes, you could, because any amount of an illegal compound in the system for drugs was a DUI. That changed, where you have to have a certain amount of neograms in your blood system, so officers have to bring defendants to the hospital and do blood and urine in every case. So the laws, if recreational, so-called recreational marijuana comes to be passed here in Illinois, there are, in my opinion, we need to tweak the laws so that motorists who are either under the influence of cannabis and other drugs can be held accountable, especially for crashes involving injuries and harm to individuals. We don't have the proper legislation, in my opinion. It's there. It just needs to be tweaked.
The basics are there, but it needs to be updated to whatever happens. I mean, is there any doubt in your mind that we're probably going to be legalizing marijuana?
No, I would be less than honest with you. I'm not a proponent of legalized cannabis, but I attended a hearing in Chicago where the state legislators at a committee brought in the revenue director from Colorado, and I watched her testify for over 2 hours, and she told our state legislators how they brought in $750 million. And I think our state legislators' eyes popped out when they were hearing this. And then when law enforcement came up to testify, they wouldn't allow us to testify And because all I wanted to say is, can you put one that $750 million that Colorado is bringing in? If that happens here in Illinois, can we put 1% of that into funding for law enforcement? Not for anything, just for drug driving. And they wouldn't even entertain that. But when that revenue director testified as to what they're bringing in, just in Colorado, not the other states, I could see that our state legislators were very, very, very interested in putting this on the fast track.
I know, obviously, you're concerned about the effects on driving. But overall, if marijuana were to be decriminalized, wouldn't that also maybe free up law enforcement in a lot of cases?
You know, that's false. If you talk to Colorado, for example, out there they have what's called HIDA, the high intensity drug trafficking area. We have a HIDA unit in Illinois also. But they compile information for both the state legislature in Colorado and the public. And crime has gone up 32% in Colorado since this goes back to 2013, since either legalized cannabis has gone into effect. So how did they link that to cannabis? Well, some of it was that these legally selling cannabis shops and the cultivation centers, they're dealing in cash. They did a study of how much crime occurred like within a 6-block area of a legalized cannabis distribution site and a cultivation site. And there's robberies of the stores, there's robberies of people that come out of the stores. There was more crime increased in that area. So police had to put resources towards that. And many, as you might know, the federal government, they weren't allowing you to use credit cards.
Right.
So everyone's dealing in cash. So it's really a dangerous situation. In fact, a lot of the law enforcement agencies and the legalized cannabis states, the manufacturers of that want to hire off-duty police officers to be security guards at their stores because they were wanting to eliminate or reduce crime. Well, many police chiefs will not allow their officers to work at these cannabis distribution sites as security officers, because they just don't want their officers working where they're selling cannabis. But that's, I mean, those cannabis distributors and those manufacturers and those cultivators have actually reached out to the chiefs in those areas and said, listen, can we hire your police officers off duty just to stand guard at our facility?
So you say you want some money for enforcement, you want some money for training, but you said that this committee, the legislators at this committee didn't even listen to anybody from law enforcement.
No, it was actually deplorable, Rick. So I was there in person along with some other chief representatives from the Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police, and actually DEA was there, Chicago was there, and they flew in the revenue director from Colorado, and she probably testified for a good 2 hours about their program. And then we had our written testimony, meaning law enforcement, and we were waiting our turn to sit in front of this subcommittee and testify, and they shut the hearing down. And it was so controversial that I had my written testimony. I actually walked up to the state legislators and I asked them to take my written testimony and include it in the record. If they weren't going to let me orally testify, then I wanted my statement put in the record, and they still didn't accept it.
Has the Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police taken a formal position?
They have. The Illinois Chiefs of Police and even the Illinois Sheriff's Association are not supporting legalized cannabis.
And as you say, there's even existing concerns right now about the medical marijuana use.
Yes. So there has been cases of the medical marijuana use. It's being expanded for sure. And as Illinois gets legalized cannabis, then the medical marijuana will just fall into one category. But anybody that has a distribution site in their community will tell you that, they've had either arrests or crashes in the area. Now, it's not alarming. It's not to the point where, it's happening every day. That would be over-exaggerating. But it is a concern. And sometimes the people are lining up awful early to purchase their cannabis because it's in all forms. You know, I mean,
right.
You can get cannabis in your brownies, right? So,
right.
What's, and you know what's happening in the high schools, Rick, is that they're vaping it. So they put the cannabis oil into what you would look for a vaping device just for smoking, like regular tobacco. And the kids are using the cannabis oil, and they're vaping it in school.
All things to be concerned about as the legislation moves forward in Springfield. Riverside Police Chief Tom Weitzel, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Rick. You have a great morning.